ויקום מלך חדש על מצרים אשר ליד עש יוסף. תרגום על הפסוק. וקם מלך חדתה, a new king arose over Egypt, דלא מקיים גזיר עש יוסף. Lo yada es Yosef is translated by the Targum as the lo kayim gzeiras Yosef. Yosef, being the second in command to the king, presumably made certain special protective rights for his family. had to live in a special part of the land, and they weren't shaykh to the taxes of the king in a certain way. He wasn't mekayim the gzer of Yosef. De lo yada es Yosef. Didn't remember Yosef. So the Arugas Habosem, the Rabbi of Chust, said, "Lokayim is Gezeres Yosef." He didn't remember Yosef. The word Gezer means a decree, but the word Gezer also comes from a lashon of cutting. To be Gezer means to cut. The Rebbe Sobosim explained that in not remembering Yosef, lo yada es Yosef, in not remembering Yosef, Paro sought to undermine the midah of Yosef HaTzadik. He wasn't making gzeiras Yosef. He didn't fulfill the cutting of Yosef, which refers to the bris milah. They will make him gzeiras Yosef. And then Rebbe Sobosim goes on to say that it's not coincidental that Paro here says lo yada es Yosef. And later, when Moshe Rabbeinu goes to try to explain to Paro that it's time to let the Jewish people go, he says, "I'm not sure. I never heard of this Yud Kei Vav Kei. I never heard of Havaya. I never heard of Hashem." Anybody who says lo yada es Yosef comes to say lo yada es Hashem. I don't know Hashem. This is what it means when we say in Hallel, Yosef Hashem Aleichem. Yosef Hashem Aleichem ve'al b'neichem. Bruchim atem la'Hashem. That it's the midah of Yosef which brings a person to Hashem Aleichem. So the Beis Yisrael of Ger, the Ger Rebbe, a number of different places in Parsha Shmos talks about this inyan. One of the things that Yaakov, you know, is promised when he goes down to Mitzrayim is that Hashem says to Yaakov, "Don't worry. Don't worry that you're going down to Mitzrayim. Don't worry that you're going down to Erev HaSa'aretz, because Yosef will put his hands over your eyes," which in the Pasha Pshat means that he's going to close your eyes after a person is nifter. It's a big inyan in the Svarim talk about that after a person passes away, it's necessary to close the person's eyes because it causes a tzar to the neshama to still be seeing the world. And Hashem promised Yaakov Avinu that Yosef would come and put his hand over his eyes. But the Beis Yisrael explains that this is also the inyan of Yosef HaTzadik giving Yaakov, giving a Jew, the ability to cover his eyes when he needs to cover his eyes. Everyone knows the Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara says that a person should try as best he can to be margiz the Yetzer Tov on the Yetzer Hara. And if that works, great. But if that doesn't work, Yasuk b'Torah, he should learn Torah. If that works, great. If that doesn't work, he should say Kriyat Shema b'Makabal Machat Shemai. If that works, great. If that doesn't work, you should be mazkir the Olam Misa. You should remember the day of death. So the Beis Yisrael said that when Yaakov Avinu is going down to Mitzrayim, it's true that Yosef is going to put his hands over his eyes to protect him. But it doesn't suffice with just that. And the Gemara suggests that a person should learn Torah as the first step. So the Beis Yisrael says, "Me'olam lo pasku yeshiva b'Mitzrayim." That the yeshiva that was set up by Yehuda, that yeshiva of Yehuda never stopped in Mitzrayim. And then towards the very end of Parshas Vayechi, if that didn't work, so then Vayikra Kriyat Shema, Kabbalah Salmach HaShemayim. which the Gemara in Pesachim so famously explains that when Yaakov Avinu was about to die, he gathered everybody around, and that's when he asked them, does everybody believe in the same God that I believe in? Not because he thought that they were worshipping some other God, but because in the same way that the Berditcher used to sometimes just pop into the Beis Medrash and slam on the Bima and say, Rabbo said, don't forget, there's only one God. It wasn't because he thought that the people in Berditchev were secretly worshipping some other God. It's because to remember that there's only one God isn't just about not having a wooden figurine hidden under your bed somewhere. So Yaakov Avinu says, does everyone believe in one God? And all the Jewish people cry out together. As Yaakov, as the connection to Eretz Yisrael is about to break. And they all cry out together, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And Yaakov Avinu says, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Ved. But then the Beis Yisrael says that in the beginning of Shemos, it's not enough that they learned Torah, that they set up a yeshiva. It's not enough that Yaakov Avinu said Kriyat Shema. Vayomas Yosef v'chol echav v'chol hador hahu. What a strange pasuk to come before the pasuk of Uvnei Yisrael paru v'yishritzu v'yirbu v'yatzmu v'ma'od ma'od v'timala eretz osam. That the hatzlach of the Jewish people, and we might add dafka in that area of Pru Rvu, Kriyat Shema didn't work. Before that, setting up yeshiva didn't work. But Vayomas Yosef v'chol echav v'chol hador hahu. That one after another, the loss of Yosef HaTzadik and the loss of the other members of that earlier generation, the 70 people who came down to Mitzrayim, together with Yaakov Avinu. And immediately after that pasuk, then that's when the Torah says that Paro, seeing the koach of this midah of Yosef HaTzadik, immediately after that, Vayakom Melech Chadash al Mitzrayim asher lo yodas Yosef, that he wasn't the Kaim, the Gzeira of Yosef, like we explained from the Rebbe Sabosim. Because when he sees Uvnei Yisrael paru v'yishritzu v'yarbu v'yatzmu v'ma'od ma'od v'timol ha'aretz osam, so then Vayakom Melech Chadash al Mitzrayim asher lo yodas Yosef. He puts everything, all of his koach, into trying to not be Mekayim, the Gzeira of Yosef. Gzeira milashon chaticha. And for that reason, it's dafka, many Rakam later, that the Jewish people finally, before we exit the land of Egypt, Hashem says, if you want to leave Egypt, the only way to leave Egypt is from Kayim Bris, Bim Karm Pesach, B'demai Chayi. So this is the time to be remembering Yosef, to turn a lo yodas Yosef into remembering Yosef. Should be Hashem's will that those who are able to say that they know Yosef and to remember Yosef should be zoch to say that they know and to remember Hashem. Hashem should remember us. V'zeh katan gadol yiyah. Imale mishal zein imale mishal zein imale mishal zein ole doy vo imale mishal zein imale mishal zein imale mishal zein ole toma bisrus yosef atzadik efrayim umenasher you might be wondering why we're singing, because I'm also not sure why we're singing so many Simchas Torah songs. From like the 80s, definitely. Simchas Torah. As a Jew of Simchas Torah. Nesaskar says that when Moshe Rabbeinu was born, Atara Isha Vatelid Ben Vatiro, so she had a child and she saw that he was good. So she hid him for 3 months, because at that time it looked like she could have still been expecting. She was able to hide him for 3 months because he was born early. What mother doesn't see that her child is good? Chazal were very bothered by that. She saw that the child was good. Of course the child was good. All the children are good. So Rashi quotes from Chazal, she saw that there was something especially good. Rashi says, Ki tov hu, kishenolad nismale habayas kula ora. When Moshe Rabbeinu was born, Chazal say, he was born good because he was born with a bris. He was born mahul already. But Rashi says that the light that filled the house was of a very peculiar hue. It wasn't the regular color of light. So B'nai Saschar says, V'atitzbanel shloshi reichem. She hid him for 3 months. The Zohar says that when Yaakov and Esau were born, Hashem had intended that they should split the calendar between them. That Yaakov should be blessed to have the authority over the months of Tishrei, Cheshvan, and Kislev. I suppose since we're learning Shmos, we should start from Nisan. Of Nisan, Iyar, and Sivan. Esav was zochet to Tammuz of an Elul. Yaakov, Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev. Esav, Tevi, Shvar, Adar. But that when Yaakov Avinu purchased the birthright, and he purchased the Bechora from Esav, part of the deal was not only that he would be zochet to the Bechora, but that he purchased the month of Adar, that he would purchase the month of Elul, time of Tshuva, that he would get half of Av, from Tu B'Av and on, that he would get half of Shvat, from Tu B'Shvat and on. So that when the light filled the house of Moshe Rabbeinu's home, it was clear that Moshe Rabbeinu was bringing into the world together with him the Or HaGanus. Vatitzpaneu shlosh yirachim, and she had to hide it away for 3 months, which is the month of Teves in its entirety, the month of Tammuz in its entirety, half of the month of Shvat, and half of the month of Av, which is a total of 3 months. That the Or HaGanus, which filled the house of Moshe Rabbeinu's dear parents, was still going to be hidden away. So when the Torah says that Hashem created light, Vayhi Or, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Ma'avdil Ben Or Ben Achoshech, and Rashi tells us from Chazal that that light was of course not from the sun didn't exist until day four, but the light of the Or HaGanus Hashem created and then put away for the tzaddikim l'asad lavo. Hashem put away that light for the tzaddikim of l'asad lavo. The Sfarim say, the Degel Machmir Prime and others say that the place that that light was stored was in the Torah itself. Which is why when Moshe Rabbeinu was born, the entire house is filled with light. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, the one who's going to bring Torah into the world. Moshe Rabbeinu, the child who's born Mahul, who remembers the Gzeira of Yosef, is the one who brings into the world not just Torah, but he brings in the Or of Torah. And it's specifically during those 3 months where Moshe Rabbeinu is hidden away that we're relating to the hidden aspect of that Or HaGanos that was hidden within the Torah, that couldn't be revealed externally. Simchas Torah very strange thing. Vatelet ben Vatiro so kitovu. She saw that he was good. If he filled the house, you imagine when a child is born, the house is filled with a certain amount of simcha. But that simcha comes at the completion of the Torah, because when a Jew finishes learning Torah, when a Jew finishes learning Masechta, or almost finishes learning a parak, or finishes a parak, when a Jew finishes something, the simcha of Torah is synonymous with the realization that this is like endless. There's endless hidden inside of what I just finished. Otherwise, what are you happy about? What's the simcha? Simcha is, which is why you start the Torah immediately right over again. Because when a Jew finishes, the idea of finishing is that he understands that that which is hidden away, the part which is hidden, the pnimius which is beyond that which is just there on the outside, is something to celebrate. Only a child who's born Mahul is zochah to have a bris milah like Moshe Rabbeinu was able to bring this into the world. So we're at the end of the month of Teves, a month of Vatitzpaneu Shlosha Yerachim. Moshe Rabbeinu, the light of Moshe Rabbeinu is still hidden. But I would humbly submit that, paradoxically, that the fact that it's hidden can be, if a person looks at it right, can be a source of tremendous simcha. Because when a person learns Torah, and a person learns to trust the Torah, and to know that everything that they're learning is always deeper. Rav Machlis was once asked, what Chassidus is, and he answered that Chassidus is knowing that there's something deeper. That's what he said. When you're learning Torah, you know that there's something beyond what you're just... It's not just the simple story you're reading. When you're talking to another human being, there's omek lefnim me'omek. There's depth beyond depth beyond depth when you're talking to a person. When you're dealing with some difficulty in your life, there's a secret story, there's a secret narrative beyond what you're being exposed to. When you fall flat on your face, it's not stam you fell down. Not just you fell down. There's a parallel story that's unfolding. That brings a person to an amazing place of simcha. Da 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 da
da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da
Hashem sends Moshe Rabbeinu after a lot of arguing back and forth and finally agreeing. Moshe Rabbeinu finally goes to Paro and things get worse for the Jewish people. The pasuk says, Vayashav Moshe el Hashem Vayomer Adonai Lama hare osa lama ze? Lama ze shalachtani? Svarim explain that at this point Moshe Rabbeinu had decided he was going to go on Hashem's behalf. But he had already seen that the Jewish people weren't worthy. And even in the end, we weren't worthy. The entire thing was an Isra Sudil'ela. Hashem was doing everything. The Jewish people didn't lift themselves out of Mitzrayim. Hashem literally had to lift them out of Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu's question to Hashem, Lama hare osa la'am azeh, is not why did you do bad to these people, but why did you put inside of them the capacity to do bad? Lama hare osa la'am azeh. Why did you give them a Yetzirahara? Why did you give them such a strong Yetzirahara? Each person lefi tivo, each person according to whatever his struggle is, her struggle. More than that, the pasuk says, "Vayoshev Moshe el Hashem," which again, probably in pshat, means that Moshe had been returned back to God in order to have a word with Him, because he had had a word with Hashem before, and Hashem sent him on his mission, and now he's reporting back, as it were, to Hashem. Vayoshev el Hashem. The Sfarim say that Vayoshev is also lashon of tshuva. That Moshe Rabbeinu understood that it's the job of the leader of the Jewish people, that it's the job of the Rebbe to do tshuva. And that when the Jewish people would see Moshe Rabbeinu doing tshuva, you find the exact same lashon by the Chere Ega, Moshe Rabbeinu, by Yashav Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't do the Chere Ega. Moshe Rabbeinu was not involved. And whatever brought the Jewish people into Mitzrayim, dachka lehefech. He says they're speaking to her about each other, there's sinas chinam, there's fighting, machlokas amongst brothers. Moshe Rabbeinu, three different times in the Parsha, first saves a Jew from a Mitzri, then yells at two Jews for fighting with each other, and then saves a bunch of non-Jewish ladies from being harassed at a well. Over and over again, Moshe Rabbeinu is dachka not involved in that. But a leader knows that in order to bring about tshuva and na'am, so they have to do tshuva first. You can imagine what it was like when the Jewish people saw Moshe Rabbeinu sitting and doing tshuva. They said, if Moshe Rabbeinu has to do tshuva, if Moshe Rabbeinu has to do tshuva, what do we have to do? The Chafetz Chaim used to tell his Talmidim to be very, very careful when they were out in public, because he would say to them, even if you don't think you're a Talmud Chacham, compared to the rest of the world. Everyone looks at you, he used to say to them, and say, this is the definition of what it means to be Talmud Chacham. These are Bnei Yeshiva, this is... So it's a funny thing. Because you would think, we would look at ourselves, we'd look around and we'd say, you know, here we are, either in Yeshiva, or coming back to visit Yeshiva, or part of a huge Jewish community, and here we are doing mitzvahs, and keeping Shabbos, and trying our best, and doing everything. If anybody needs to do tshuva, it's not the people who are sitting here on a Thursday afternoon, singing tefillos with tishbachos to Hashem, and doing a cheshbon nefesh, and but Moshe Rabbeinu taught us that it's dafka Moshe Rabbeinu who has to do tshuva. That when a Jew walks around, an accomplished Jew walks around, has a Jewish education, has the yarmulke on his head, gives charity, they see you walking down the aisles, they see you checking for the kosher symbol on the food. When a person who ostensibly is living a life dedicated to Hashem is taking time every week to do a cheshbon nefesh, especially a communal cheshbon nefesh like this together, whether there are cameras here or whether it ends up in a newspaper and people know about it, is immaterial, because the world feels that there's a group of people who are sitting every Thursday in Yerushalayim, not Stam, in Yerushalayim, feet away from the Kotel, who are returning to Hashem, who are returning to Hashem. And it starts from Moshe Rabbeinu, and then it moves outward. Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, in the Gemara, whenever one of the sages of the Talmud say a good teaching, so the others say, Moshe, you said good. Shakir Kalmarta, you said good. Doesn't matter if his name is Yitzchak or Yehuda or Yishmael or whatever, or Rabbi Yishmael, you know. Moshe, Shapir, you said good. Because Moshe Rabbeinu means those people who are struggling and working and doing and growing. Dafka, when it starts from here, when it starts from us doing tshuva, thinking, trying to do tshuva, so here her tshuva, Baruch Hashem, is already tshuva. If anybody in this room, except for those of us who already have done this, if anyone in this room, oh, we have a chassan in the room. I'm wondering what I'm saying. Is there a chassan in the room? But we have a lot of chassan in the room. Some of us don't know yet. If anybody in this room would say to a young lady, marry me right now on condition that I'm a tzaddik gomer. I'm doing a Sarah Kedushin on Monday for the first time in my life. I would say it's a kosher Kedushin. The Kedushin's, it's chal. If you would say right now, Tirkala, Harei Am Kedeshesli, Tabatzu, Kedashu, Yisrael, Al Tanai, that I'm a tzaddik gomer. A tzaddik gomer. Kedushin would be chal. You too. The only thing is that after Yom Kippur, we still say Slach Lanu. So in a few minutes we're going to daven Mincha. And the kavana that you need to have in Slach Lanu is not that you did anything wrong ever in your life, because you're Tzadik Gomer. But the kavana that you need to have for Slach Lanu is, Hashem, forgive me for not believing that I'm a tzaddik gomer. Forgive me for not believing that by spending time doing a cheshbon nefesh together with my friends, and sincerely yearning for you with no fanfare and no just to sit together in Yerushalayim in a dark room, sing songs, share Torah, and to try to be better. So forgive me for not believing that it's ki'ilu I never did an avera ever in my life, and I would walk around and every bracha would be so carefully worded so as not to ruin my absolutely clean slate. The only thing is that, unfortunately, we have to daven very, very strong. Fortunately, we have to daven very strong, but unfortunately, we don't yet believe. I don't yet believe that what I'm saying is 100% true. That the Gemara in Kiddushin that some of you are learning, that says that if a Rasha Gamor comes and says, Hareyam Kudeshesli, I'll deny that I'm a Tzadik Gamor. That in that case, Besafik Mekudesh, because maybe he had a Hirur Tshuva. There's not a single person in this room that didn't have a Hirur Tshuva. A Hirur Tshuva doesn't mean that you did total Tshuva. It means you had a Hirur Tshuva for a second. If that 1 second over the past hour or so, for 1 second, you said, I really should do better. It's how they go. You just don't believe it. So we'll fall right back into the same. So I want to bless you, Birchat Hedyot. Al das kol ha-kohanim in the room. Al das kol ha-tzadikim, ha-amitim. Those who are living and those who are living in the other world. That Hashem should give us the strength to believe that we are tzadikim gemurim mamish. Tzadikim gemurim. That just like the Torah testifies about Yosef, that Yosef is Yosef ha-tzadik, so gamani davidul ha-tzadik. V'gamatem, put in your name, ha-tzadik. And that whatever happened, happened, and is no longer. Like my grandmother, Alav Shalom, who passed away less than a few months ago, used to say, you speak Jewish. That's the shiur I was asking. Should you speak Jewish first, which means Yiddish? You speak Jewish? I'd say, no, Mima, I don't speak Yiddish so well. She said, oh, we used to say, what is given is given and is nishdu. Which means what was and is no longer. And I think in the Yiddishism, it means like, they don't make things like they used to, but I think for our purposes, we could say, what is given is nishdu. What was and is no longer. So mazel tov to everybody. Is the wind of my
Shabbos. substitute.